Good morning, everybody. I'm Ghulam Hasnain, a postdoctoral research fellow with Dr. Andrew Hansen. And Dr. Andrew Hansen's group works on folates. He has experience of a decade working on the folate biosynthesis. And Dr. James is a blueberry breeder at the University of Florida Horticulture Science Department. The outline of my talk, I will introduce about the folate molecule and what folate is, why folate is vital to life, and how plants synthesize folates. And I'll give an example of successful metabolic engineering in folate biosynthesis. And we'll present a case study about blueberry for biofortification. And we'll talk a concept of a folate antioxidant trade-off. Folate molecule basically composed of three parts: a taurine, a aminobenzoate, and a glutamate. Different one carbon unit is attached to N5 and N10. It's okay. So it's different one carbon units are attached to the N5. N5 and N10 position makes different forms or different types of folates. So in nature, there are in nature the folates means a group of compounds with different one carbon units. Folates are very important because it involves as a cofactor in the one carbon metabolism. One carbon metabolism is very important for cellular metabolism because it involves in nucleotide biosynthesis, it involves in methylation cycle and amino acid metabolism. Plants and microorganisms synthesize folates, but human and other animals cannot synthesize it. They have to have it from their diet. And for us, and for most animals also, plants are the major source. And in among the plants, the green leaf vegetables are the main source of folates. Because of this importance, a recommendation how much folate we have to take has been recommended in from the nutrition groups. The recommendation dose for an adult is 400 micrograms per day, and in case of pregnancy, it should be 600 micrograms per day. In case of pregnancy, it's most involved in the development of this new emerging cells, so more folate is required because it's involved in DNA and protein metabolism. Low intake or suboptimal intake of folate means it disrupts this one carbon metabolism, and when you disrupt this one carbon metabolism, and in case of human being, it has been associated with megaloblastic anemia. And very well known, the folate's effects on the birth defects, especially neural tube defects and TD we call, and spina bifida. And it's also associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease, and certain cancer has been also associated with folate deficiency. Staple food which we take, cereals, tubers, and many fruits are low in folate content. So therefore, in past, we used a different ways to improve folate status, and many countries have legislation for it. One successful example is fortification, adding the folate into staple foods, and supplementation, taking the pills to get the required level of folates. But in many European countries, do not require fortification. Here is the data published a few years ago in a developed country, in a European country. It has been checked that how much folate is intake among men and women, and in these European countries, the required level, the intake of the folate is low, below the required level. In case of developing countries, the scenario is worse. So hence, there is a compelling case to develop folate biofortified crops. Here, I would like to summarize how folate are synthesized in plants. The steps in folate synthesis are same in plants and bacteria, and the pathway enzyme and the genes all are known. So to compose this molecule inside the cell, one part of the molecule comes from GTP. GTP cyclohydrolase starts this in cytosol, and with the help of different enzymes, it converts in series of compounds called taurines. Then in plastids, from the shikimate pathway, crossmate converted to another compound by two other genes, and PABA is composed. And then both PABA and the taurines are transported to mitochondria, and their series of phosphorylation, dephosphorylation, and oxidation reduction, tetrahydrofolate or folates are synthesized. Once we know the pathway or the genes or the players in the pathway, with the help of modern biotechnology, we can manipulate the whole pathway. So indeed, in our group a few years ago, we did do a folate metabolic engineering in which a synthetic GTP cyclohydrolate, which is the start of this pathway, was overexpressed in tomato fruits. And then we checked how much taurine, basically, that starts with the taurine. So analyzed the taurine, it was published. And surprisingly, we saw that 150-fold of taurine was increased. So here is the line with the transgenic lines compared to the vector control. But surprisingly, when we looked to the folates, it was only twofold increase. So compared to the taurine increase, the folates was not increased that much. So here, if you see these compounds were increased, but might be the problem is that the constraint is the PABA production. So we develop another transgenic lines, in which we overexpress this gene, amino deoxyglutamate synthase, and then we cross this transgenic line to this transgenic lines, thinking that these two, when combined, we might elevate the folate level. And then when we checked, so here is this control lines, and this is the PABA, PABA our expression lines, and this the taurine our expression lines, and this is to the double transgenic lines. So indeed, we see the taurines are increased here. So same here is the PABA our expression lines, and the double lines are also increasing PABA. And indeed, when we saw the folates, we did the analysis of folates, 25 folds folate were increased. It was a very successful project. So the engineering of double transgenic tomato fruit was a great success. And similar approach has been used in rice, and it was found that 100-fold increase in folate pool. Successful engineering of folate biofortification in tomato and rice shows that both taurine and PABA branch of the folate pathway should be addressed simultaneously. This approach should be applicable to other plants. So indeed, we could do metabolic engineering for crop. But the consumer market as a whole in this world is not ready for GMOs. So then the question is, does this transgenesis will guide us to do a conventional breeding? So conventional breeding is preferable because products emerging from this approach are readily accepted by the consumers. Combining genomics with conventional breeding has an enormous potential for nutritional and nutritional improvement of crops. So if mapping quantity trait loci for PABA as well as the taurine moieties, and then if we combine together, so there's a great potential that we can increase the foliage. The lesson we got from metabolic engineering was that we have to have engineered both pathways. So if you want to combine these together into conventional breeding, you have to have two lines in which both the pathway are addressed. And then if we know that QTLs, then we can integrate into marker-assisted selection. So a brief case study we did with a blueberry, if this is possible. We choose blueberry because blueberry are famous for its nutritional value, because its market is also expanding, and it's an antioxidant source and a low carbohydrate content. Current blueberry cultivars do not qualify for labeling as a good source of folate as defined by FDA, and we have a huge pool of genetic pool of blueberries are available. So just to show you the nutritional databases here, so this is a good source for folate should be. So there are some fruits like orange juice which already falls into this category to get a good level of folates for your dietary requirement for daily day. But the side effect of the orange juice are it has high content of carbohydrates or sugars. In other case, that blueberries, like blueberries plants, they have antioxidants, they have low carbohydrates, but the folate level are quite low in the commercial varieties. So that's why it doesn't fall into the good folate sources. So we looked at the variation, if we can combine, if we can increase the folate content in blueberry, so we fruit folate content of 18 diverse blueberry genotypes grown and harvested together, it shows that already in the gene pool there is a huge variation, and some of them already above the criteria of a good source. So there is a good potential that we can increase folate, and we can combine those into breeding system. It was very promising that there are huge variation of folate content, and we now need to assess variation of individually a taurine and PABA component separately so we can integrate into the breeding system. The concept of folate antioxidant trade-off is just a concept. Basically, is that the blueberries are bred, or the breeding for blueberries was done mainly for increasing the antioxidant part at nutritional importance. The blueberries' health benefits are considered to be high. The antioxidants are basically anthocyanins and flavonoids. And anthocyanin and flavonoid synthesis depends on derivatives of coenzyme A. And if you look at how coenzyme A synthesized is, it's coming from valine to flavonoids. The concept is that here, a gene which is in the coenzyme A biosynthesis is folate dependent enzyme. So coenzyme A synthesis depends on folate for the folate-dependent enzyme PNB. So it has a relation with coenzyme, and coenzyme is basically precursor for antioxidants. So we can argue, or we can ask a question, does increasing folate conflict with coenzyme A or vice versa? Apparently not, but we have did a small study, because in our lab we do a computer genomics. So in bacteria, the gene encoding PNB is often clustered on chromosomes with gene fold K. So here you see in the on the chromosome clusters, in many diverse bacteria, the two genes in the path, two different pathway. Okay. Two different pathway, fold K folate biosynthesis and PNB in coenzyme biosynthesis, they are clustered together. And when we look to the expression profile of two PNB gene and fold K gene, which is also in rabidopsis, the expression profile was kind of similar. The gene arrangement and the expression pattern strongly implies a functional relation between PNB and fold K. So we try to see whether is this association in genomics level or expression level have anything with experimental evidence. What we have done is that to check this observation, we overexpress the E. coli PNB in E. coli and the two antifolate antibiotics, which basically disrupts the biosynthesis of a synthetic root of the folate, we given to these different E. coli. What you see is that when overexpression of the PNB, the are more sensitive to the antifolate compounds, which means that here when you put trimethoprim or sulfoxazine, the endogenous biosynthesis of folate is stopped. So it has to rely on the folate content it already present in the cell. So the overexpression of PNB are more sensitive, means it somehow affecting the already existing pool of folates. So there is kind of relationship might be present, which might affect or might not in the breeding program. The question is whether we can increase in case of keeping the antioxidant high content as well as folate. So, but that further research on this trade-off is to be needed. I would like to conclude this, that folate intake is suboptimal for populations in developing countries as well as developed countries. Folate biofortification is a possible way of enhancing folate intake. Although metabolic engineering of folate enhancement is a success story, emphasis must be given to explore natural folate diversity in fruits and food crops. Transgenesis tell us that both Terran and PABA branch should be targeted together, and QTL mapping of Terran and PABA traits will empower marker-assisted breeding for folate. Need to explore the potential antioxidant folate trade-off. With that, I would like to acknowledge Dr. Valerie DeGrasse-Ligard and Jennifer from Department of Microbiology and Cell Science for the microbial work, Dr. Jess Gregory and Dr. Graza for their assistance of enlisting the parents. Thanks a lot. No. It was just basically this was a proposal we put it for FDA, and for that proposal we just did just checked the folate contents in the genotypes, but that is in the plan. We will see the antioxidants.
Thank you.